The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
And our good friend Pamela Gertz-Kabaty from HouseLogic.com joins us again. Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gail. I've got the secrets to a truly deep clean, because you want your home to really sparkle before you put it on the market and open it up for a showing. Or maybe you just want to do a deep clean because it's spring, right? And it's time for spring cleaning. And after you hear this, you're going to want to clean up gunk that many of us normally ignore.
Well, I'm the kind of guy who normally ignores gunk, so put me right in there. What do we do?
Okay, here we go. So you want to debug your light fixtures. That's a great way to start your deep cleaning. Turn off the lights on your overhead fixtures and look up. It may be that you'll see a bug burial ground up there. So you need to do something about that. You want to remove your fixture covers, dump out flies and more, wash with hot soapy water, and while you're up there, dust the bulbs. Dry all the parts of your light fixture before you put it back, dry it thoroughly, and then replace the cover. That's number one. Number two, you want to vacuum heat vents and registers. They don't get a lot of attention. Dirt and dust build up in heat vents and along register blades, and because that's where the air is coming from in your house, where it's circulating, you know, some of that dust and yuck gets into you, and that's a really, really bad thing. So vents are also great receptacles for coins and missing buttons. You might find some of them in there. Unscrew vent covers from walls or pull them up from the floor, remove foreign objects, and then vacuum inside the vent. You want to clean your grates with a damp cloth and then screw them back on tightly. Number three, polish hardware. This can really make a home sparkle, literally. To deep clean brass door hinges, handles, and cabinet knobs, you want to wipe the knobs with a damp microfiber cloth, and then polish with a brass cleaner like Wright's or Wyman's.
Okay, what if you have glass or stainless steel knobs and handles?
Okay, you know, dish soap shines up glass or stainless steel knobs really well. And for the detail or ornamental filigree on some knobs and handles, you can use a Q-tip to really detail those things. You know, buffing up knobs is great for showings because those kind of details really make a difference.
Okay, good. What else?
Are your switch plates grungy?
I know you're just being nice here because obviously you've seen that my switch plates are grungy.
I knew it. Mine are too sometimes. But any amateur can wipe a few fingerprints off the cover plates that hide light switches, electric outlets, phone jacks, and cable outlets. But only deep cleaners like me, and now maybe you, Gil, get excited about removing plates to vacuum and wipe the gunk right out from behind those plates. Make sure cover plates are straight when you replace them, too. You know, some plates are going to be beyond repair, beyond deep cleaning. That's okay. They're just a few bucks, and just toss them and get new plates. It can be a really nice touch, especially if you're having potential buyers come over.
You know, one of the things that really gets to look bad after a while that we don't really look at is weather stripping.
That's a great one, Gail. That's true. You know, peeling and drooping weather stripping on doors and windows makes rooms look old, kind of like when stuff starts to droop on us, right? So if the strip still has some life in it, you just want to nail or glue it back. If it's hopeless, cut out and replace sections, or just pull the whole thing off and start new. A 10-foot roll of foam weather stripping costs only about $8, and 16 feet of vinyl only costs about $15, so it's easy to do, inexpensive to do.
All right, so give me one more here.
You know, get the drip pans on your stove to sparkle. If you've got buyers coming over and they're looking at your stove, they want it to be pristine. It's just a matter of scrubbing hard with a brush and baking soda or other cleanser of your choice. Now, if your drip pans are beyond brushing, replace them. It's just a few bucks, and your stove will look fresh and new. And by the way, if your listeners are interested in cleaning tips using eco-friendly cleansers, just search clean at houselogic.com. We've got great ideas for kitchens and baths.
Great, Pamela. Thank you. Great information as usual. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, Gil. You too.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.